Thank you for logging on to the Memory Gauge, your new favorite Digimon card game podcast. I'm your host, Connor, and today we are going to be taking a look at the most recent set, BT-12 Across Time. It's been a long time coming, this episode. Unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, it's taken a lot longer than I like, but we're finally sort of getting to take an in-depth look at the cards in BT-12, and I'm really excited because I've been having a lot of fun playing with this set, and I think it had some really interesting ideas. So there's a lot to talk about today. Today we're going to tackle the new red, blue, and yellow cards, and in our next episode we're going to tackle the new green, black, purple, and white cards, because otherwise there's just too much to tackle in one podcast episode length. So if you're looking for the new green, black, purple, or white cards, tune in next time. If you're looking for the new red, blue, and yellow cards, stick around because we are going to get straight into it. Now for our main topic, we have a brand new set to talk about, which is always a very exciting time. The new set, BT-12 Across Time, is a really cool set. It's kind of focused on the Hunters, I think it's Hunters Beyond Time, I'm not exactly sure what the name of it is, but the sort of semi-sequel anime series to the Cross Wars series, which kind of contained some of the same characters, but then also had a new protagonist. And especially what this set is focused on is a really cool part of that series, sort of right towards the end, where it brought back all of the protagonists of previous series. So if you're a fan of the protagonist Digimon lines from pretty much any of the anime series, this is the set for you, because they are all, just about all here, except for Ghost Game, which kind of came after the Hunters series, so it didn't feature. But everything else is here. It's a showing off all of your favorite protagonist Digimon lines. There's some really cool support for older decks. There are some really cool newer decks. There's some cool new ways to play the game. Some of the new decks play in a way that is just really unlike anything we've seen before, so there's some really exciting stuff happening. Some of the decks are actually pretty cheap as well, so it's a good place to kind of buy in, because some of the new decks you can build just with cards for the new set, Hunters being a big one. So it's a really good set to buy in. If you're thinking about getting into the Digimon card game, this is probably a good place to start, because it's got just all your favorites, all your protagonists, support for all the older stuff. So pretty easy to buy some of this set and some of the older sets to mash things together to make good decks. It's just a really, really fun time, and I'm really excited to talk about it. Firstly, one thing we need to get out of the way before we start, one important sort of rules conversation that we need to have. A lot of the cards in this set are kind of growing off of the cross mechanics, which obviously used a lot of the save mechanics, save being when that Digimon is deleted, it places itself beneath one of your tamers. A lot of the cards in this set care about your save cards, and so they will reference cards which have save in their card text. And to understand a lot of these cards, I think it's important to understand what does it mean when a card has save in its card text. Basically, so long as that orange save text box is printed somewhere on the card, it counts. Now, that doesn't count material save. Material save is an entirely different keyword. It doesn't count when you're looking for things that have save in their card text, alright? If the save is printed on the main text of the card, then it's fine. Even if the card itself doesn't actually have the keyword save, just so long as that orange text box is printed on there, it will count for these effects that want to have save in the card text. Even if it's only in the card's inheritable effect, and it's not actually even active on the card as is, because it's the top card in the stack, it will still count as having save in its card text. The only reason it wouldn't count is if the top card of your Digimon stack doesn't have that orange box printed anywhere on it, but it does have the box printed somewhere in one of its Digivolution sources. That doesn't count as the card having save in its Digivolution, in its card text, because it's not on the text of the card, all right? And I'm being very forceful about this because it's really important. It comes up on a lot of the big cards that are in the set, and it can be a little bit confusing because it's worded kind of in a weird way, and there can be some cases where you it might be a corner case. So I thought it was worth explaining right out of the bat to alleviate any confusion before we get any further in. Especially because there's no new keywords. The set uses old keywords or keywords that we're already familiar with, and it kind of builds itself around all the familiar mechanics of the game. So it's not trying to teach us any new keywords or anything. That the save in the card text part is pretty much all we need to understand to enjoy the set. So very shortly, we're going to go card by card through all of the new red, blue, and yellow cards in the set in this episode, because if we talked about every card in the episode, it would be way too long. So as always, we're splitting it into two. Red, blue, and yellow new cards are going to be spoken about in this episode. If you're keen to hear about the new green, black, purple, or white cards, you're going to have to wait until the next episode. We're going to go through card by card, but we're not going to hit on every card because some cards just aren't really worth talking about. They're vanillas, or that I've just decided that they're not really that interesting. They don't change that much. They're not worth mentioning because I've got to kind of save my voice and save the space in the episode somewhere. But if I do happen to miss your favorite new card in the set, if I don't talk about it, please feel free to get in contact with me, tweet at me, Discord, whatever it might be, and let me know that I missed it, because I would still love to have a chat about all of these cards and to give my thoughts if people want to hear them. So do feel free to get into to let me know if I've missed your favorite card here. The other thing to note is that all of the sort of opinions of the cards I'm putting forth are my opinions, and they're based on my experience and my knowledge as a Digimon player, as a gamer. And they're probably, in at least some cases, if not all cases, gonna differ from your opinions and your assessment of the cards as Digimon player, as gamer, as whatever you might be. And that's okay, because if we all liked the same cards in the same way, we'd all just be playing the same decks. The game would be really boring. It wouldn't have made it this far. Nobody would buy it, right? Because it'd be super boring. So let's just respect the fact that we're going to have some difference of opinions, and feel free to let me know that you think a card I thought was bad is really, really good, or that I said a card was really, really good and it actually sucks. Please feel free to let me know that. It's the only way I'm going to learn. Just make sure that you're being respectful about it, right? If you're talking to me or anybody else who has a different opinion. Let's keep it classy, yeah? Alright, with all of that preamble out of the way, let's get into the individual cards. And first, we're going to talk about the new red cards in this set. And as you can imagine, from a set that is kind of focused on the protagonists of each series, red has a lot to work with, because a lot of these cards tend to end up in red. A lot of the protagonists just sort of drift towards red as a color. So red is getting a lot of support in this set, which is pretty exciting as a red player myself. First, red's new level 2 in the set is Gigimon, and its inheritable reads, your turn, add 1000 to the maximum DP you can choose with DP-based deletion effects. Oddly enough, we saw a whole Digivolution line that was built with this inheritable in EX2 for the Gilmon-Gallantmon line, but the Gigimon that was released in that set draws you a card when attacking, so long as the Digimon has Gilmon, Growlmon, or Gallantmon in its name. And I could kind of see why they went with that instead of this Gigimon effect, because this Gigimon effect kind of isn't that exciting. The extra 1000 to the DP that you can target with a deletion effect is sometimes useful, but often you'll need multiple of these effects to make a huge difference. So in a deck that would play Gigimon as an inheritable, you'd also likely play the rest of the Gilmon line with that same inheritable effect, and at that point, you're likely in a Gallantmon deck, and you're probably going to want the card draw Gigimon, because you want the card draw. So maybe in future this is going to have more of a home, and it can always be your fifth egg if you do want access to the effect, just not all the time. But right now I don't think Gigimon is hitting for me, just in comparison to the other options that we have. Next we have Gilmon, level 3, the first of the level 3s we're going to talk about today. 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve, 2000 DP. It has on play, reveal the top 4 cards of your deck. Add all Takato Matsuki among them to your hand. Return the rest to the bottom of your deck in any order. And then the inheritable is your turn. While this Digimon has Growlmon or Gallantmon in its name, it gets plus 2000 DP. I don't like this card quite as much as some of the other Gilmons, but it is definitely solid. That plus 2000 DP is a significant boost in power that's almost always going to be relevant, and the chance to add two or more cards to your hand with the on play is really tantalizing. You can't grab Digimon cards with the effect, only your Takato Tamers, which kind of sucks, but those Takato Tamers are pretty vital in your Gallantmon focused deck, so getting to grab multiple of them from one on play effect is very, very nice, and I think this is going to be a new staple card in Gallantmon decks going forward. Next we have Shoutmon, another level 3, 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve, has 1000 DP. It has Digivolve 0 from level 2 if card text contains save, and then on deletion, save. And then its inheritable effect reads, when attacking once per turn, if this Digimon has save in its card text, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 4000 DP or less. So Shoutmon's an interesting card. It's kind of geared towards working with the new Hunters archetype we're getting in BT12. But oddly, for the partner Digimon of a main character, it's not actually all that powerful, at least in that deck. The inheritable effect is nice, but I find you'll often play Omni Shoutmon BT12 in that deck, which has the same inheritable as we're going to see, and it can easily be placed beneath a stack with your effects anyway, so you're going to have access to it. If you're building the deck without access to many cards, I think Shoutmon could fill out your level 3 slots, and it's not a bad card, it's just that there's slightly better choices. It doesn't really even work in your Crossheart deck, because most of the cards that you're going to put it under there don't actually have save, they have material save, so the inheritable isn't going to trigger. It's a bit of a bust, but it's still fine. Not every card needs to be top tier. Next up is Flamemon, 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve, 1000 DP. It has on play, by trashing one card with hybrid in its traits from your hand, draw 2. And then the inheritable is your turn. While this Digimon has hybrid or 10 warriors in its traits, it gets plus 2000 DP. Red Hybrid is back, and I am very excited. I enjoyed this deck all the way back in the bad old BT7 days, and seeing it make a return in an updated form is really very pleasing. Flamemon is just excellent card draw with its on-play effect, and as we're going to see with some of the other cards in this set, putting that hybrid card into your trash is actually beneficial, because you're going to need certain cards in trash for your combos and to fuel your engine. And plus 2000 DP, as we've said, that's a huge boost from that inheritable as well. Overall, this is a really solid card. Next up, we have the level 4s. First is Growlmon, 5 to play, 2 to Digivolve, 5000 DP. It has when Digivolving, if you don't have a Takato Matsuki in play, you may play one from your hand without paying its memory cost. And then the inheritable is your turn. While this Digimon has Growlmon or Gallantmon in its name, it gets plus 2000 DP. This is simple but effective. It's a great way to get your Takato into play for free. It sets you up for future turns, especially because we have multiple Takato to choose from as well. So you get a bit of variety with the effect as well. You can kind of choose the one that you want to put into play. And of course, that 2000 DP boost, we've said it before, we're going to say it a lot in this review. That's a really relevant power boost. So this is a solid new level 4 for your Gallantmon focused deck. Next up, Shoutmon King version, which, like a lot of Shoutmons, has a lot of text. A level 4, 5 to play, 2 to Digivolve, 4000 DP. It has Digivolve 2 from a level 3 if card text contains save. On play when Digivolving, you may play 1 Taikikudo, Uemano, or Tagiru Akashi from your hand without paying its memory cost. On deletion, save. Then, place 1 Digimon card with save in its card text from your trash under one of your tamers. Digicross minus 2, 1 Digimon card with save in its card text, and then the inheritable reads, when attacking once per turn, if this Digimon has save in its card text, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 4000 DP or less. Yeah, there's a lot of text here, but it all amounts to a pretty good card for your deck that's built around that new Hunter's archetype, and maybe even for Crossheart, since King version has that Crossheart trait. The flexibility of playing any of your three tamers for free, either on play, which is going to cost as little as 3 memory if you digicross by placing a card with save beneath Shoutmon King version, or when digivolving, is very good. Basically, if you want to, you can always use King version to play a relevant tamer in some way or another. Very flexible. Then, King version has a version of save that we're going to see on a few cards, so keep it in mind. Not only does it save itself under a tamer, it also places another Digimon with save get its text from your trash beneath a tamer. This means you can digivolve or digicross this over another save Digimon or Digimon with save in its text and still get to retain that Digimon under a tamer when the stack is destroyed, or you can just recover a different lost save Digimon from your trash. Add in that inheritable, which is going to delete pesky level 3s and even some level 4s, and you have a great all-rounder card. Next, Agunimon, 6 to play, 2 to digivolve, 5,000 DP. It has digivolve 1 from Burning Greymon. It has, you may digivolve this card from your hand onto one of your Takuya Kanbara as if it is a level 3 red Digimon. On deletion, you may play one Flamemon from your hand suspended without paying its memory cost. And then the inheritable is, on deletion, you may play one Takuya Kanbara from your hand without paying its memory cost. Now, the great thing about this set, from my point of view, is that because, as I've said before, it's focused around the protagonists of each Digimon season, and because those protagonists frequently have Digimon who tend to be red, red is getting a bunch of killer support in this set for its various strategies, and I'm really excited that Hybrid is one of those strategies. Agunimon is a very aggressive card. It quickly comes into play on top of your Takuya Tamers, which is a bit limiting, but Takuya is the tamer you're going to want for this strategy anyway, so it's hardly a huge loss. Then it either gets deleted in a security check and it gets replaced by a Flamemon, probably triggering a cool on-play effect in the process, or it lives and then you just digivolve over it, giving your stack a little bit of insurance by allowing you to drop a tamer for free if it does happen to get deleted. This is a perfect red hybrid piece, and it really helps the strategy to be aggressive rather than the controlling strategies that hybrids have been known for in the past. Next is Burning Greymon, 6 to play, 3 to digivolve, has 6,000 DP. It has digivolve 1 from Agunimon. You may digivolve this card from your hand onto one of your Takuya Kanbara as if it is a level 3 red Digimon for a memory cost of 2. It has, when digivolving, this Digimon gets plus 2,000 DP for the turn, and the inheritable is, your turn, while this Digimon has hybrid or 10 warriors in its traits, it gets plus 2,000 DP. Burning Greymon is kind of less exciting than Agunimon because it doesn't really do as much. But in addition to being a large beat stick, it can be 8,000 DP on a level 4 on the turn that it digivolves, which is just ludicrous. It also powers up your hybrid stacks by a large amount, 2,000 DP. So it's a solid role player, although it doesn't have that wow factor. Next up, we have the level 5s, and first is Omni Shoutmon, 7 to play, 3 to digivolve, 7,000 DP. It has digivolve 3 from level 4 if card text contains save. It has, when digivolving, choose any number of your opponent's Digimon whose total DP adds up to 4,000 or less and delete them. For every 2 Digivolution cards this Digimon has, add 3,000 to the maximum DP you can choose with this effect. Then your turn, while this Digimon has 4 or more Digivolution cards, this Digimon gains security attack plus 1. And then the inheritable is, when attacking, once per turn, if this Digimon has save in its card text, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 4,000 DP or less. So Omni Shoutmon is another great card for hunters. It can potentially wipe the board if you're able to get enough sources beneath it, and spoiler alert, but the hunter archetype is all about stacking a lot of sources beneath one Digimon, so that shouldn't be too hard. Then it can swing for potentially 2 checks, and 7,000 DP doesn't sound like a lot, but there's plenty of ways in this archetype to add extra DP or even give jamming. And then it has the same inheritable as the other Shoutmon in the set, which is that nice little removal effect. I think you'll play a couple of these in most Hunters decks for sure. Next is Aldabon, 8 to play, 3 to digivolve, has 8,000 DP. It has Hand main, by placing one Agunimon and one Burning Greymon from your trash under one of your Takuya Kanbara in any order, digivolve this card from your hand on that tamer as if it was a level 4 red Digimon. And then on deletion, return one Takuya Kanbara from your trash to your hand, and it has, sadly, no inheritable. This is a really cool card because it has a timing that we don't see very often, which is that hand timing. Aldabon's main effect can only be activated when the card is in your hand, and it seems really specific because you need 2 specific cards in trash and a tamer on your field. But we have two Takuyas now, and we've got plenty of Agunimon and Burning Greymon, plus a number of ways in this new set to get those cards to trash, like that Flamemon we talked about earlier, so it's not as big an ask as one might think. This is a neat way to warp up to your level 5, and then most likely into your level 6, and skip those intermediate steps. Next, War Growlmon. 8 to play, 3 to Digivolve, has 8,000 DP. It has when Digivolving. Delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 4,000 DP or less. If no Digimon is deleted by this effect, you may Digivolve this Digimon into a level 6 Digimon with Gallantmon in its name in your hand by paying its Digivolution cost. When this Digimon would Digivolve with this effect, reduce the Digivolution cost by 1. And then the inheritable is end of attack once per turn. If your opponent has no Digimon in play and this Digimon has Growlmon or Gallantmon in its name, gain 2 memory. So War Growlmon's the latest in a number of Gallantmon line Digimon who play around with the core mechanics of the line, which is generally Digimon in the Gallantmon line, which is Gilmon, Growlmon, War Growlmon, and then of course Gallantmon, want to delete your opponent's Digimon and they get benefits when you do so. And this is great up to a point, but soon your opponent's just going to stop playing those low DP Digimon for you to delete, and it's going to turn your effects off. But recently, we've seen Digimon in this evolution line get replacement effects, and I think it's a neat idea to power up the archetype. War Growlmon can delete an opponent's Digimon, but if it doesn't have a valid target, then it's going to let you Digivolve straight up into Gallantmon for a reduced cost instead. That's a pretty neat effect that's more useful than you might think, especially when you take into account one of your Takuya Tamers, which is the support for this archetype, gives your stack Blitz. So often, this is going to look like having 0 or 1 memory, Digivolving to War Growlmon, having no target, Digivolving to Gallantmon, and then Blitzing. So you go from 4 to level 6 and attack, and then you pass the turn over, which is crazy, from starting with just a level 4 and a Tamer on the field. But even if you can't get this combo going, the inheritable is still really good because Gallantmon tends to be able to clear your opponent's board quite effectively, which is going to let you gain the memory fairly often. On to the level 6s now. First we have Emperor Greymon. 11 to play, 3 to Digivolve, 11,000 DP. It has Security Attack plus 1. When Digivolving, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 6,000 DP or less. If this Digimon has a red Tamer card in its Digivolution cards, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with DP less than or equal to this Digimon instead. And then on deletion, you may play one Takuya Kanbara from your hand or trash without paying its memory cost. We have another Emperor Greymon. I love this Digimon. I'm super excited to see it get another card. And even better, it's good. It deletes an opponent's Digimon on Digivolving. It has Security Attack plus 1. And then on the off chance that it gets deleted, it's going to replace itself with a Tamer, ready for you to go in again. It partners really nicely with the original BT7 Takuya Kanbara, which lets you place 5 red hybrid Digimon from your trash beneath it, and then Digivolve straight into an Emperor Greymon. Digivolve it into this Emperor Greymon, delete a Digimon, swing for 2 checks, and then if it's deleted, play your Takuya out and you're basically immediately set up to go straight into another Emperor Greymon. This is going to be a very aggressive red strategy, which is my favorite. Next, level 6 is Gallantmon. 12 to play, 4 to Digivolve, 12,000 DP. It has Raid, which is the new mechanic. When this Digimon attacks, you may switch the target of the attack to one of your opponent's unsuspended Digimon with the highest DP. It has When Digivolving, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 6,000 DP or less. And then it has When Attacking, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 6,000 DP or less. If no Digimon is deleted by this effect, trash the top card of your opponent's security stack. So Raid is a great addition to this Gallantmon, especially with all the DP buffs that it can get from its support cards in this set. Potentially, you can delete 2 Digimon on the turn you Digivolve into this if you also get to attack. And again, even if you don't have a target, you get to trash an opponent's security, which is a really powerful effect. I like this burn ability that Gallantmon's cards seem to be getting more of, as it lets the deck do something even when the opponent isn't playing small Digimon to be deleted. This is a solid addition to any Gallantmon deck, in my opinion. On to the options now. We have 2 to talk about. First is Pyro Dragons. It's 4 to play. Its main effect is delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 6,000 DP or less. Then you may give one of your Digimon with hybrid in its traits plus 3,000 DP for the turn, and it attacks your opponent. And then the security effect is delete one of your opponent's Digimon with 6,000 DP or less. So Pyro Dragons has some really cool art, but the card itself is a little underwhelming to me. The DP boost is nice, and you could make the most of, if you can make the most of all the effects at once, then it could be good. But that seems like it won't happen all that often, and mostly you're going to just be wishing you had a better removal option card in hand, like your Crimson Blaze or even Fire Drake Strike. And then the next option is Final Crossblade, 9 to play. It has main, delete one of your opponent's Digimon. Then you may unsuspend one of your Shout 1 X7 Superior Mode and it attacks your opponent. And then security effect is delete one of your opponent's Digimon. This is a really cool card. I have no idea if it's good. Actually, I think it isn't, but it's cool. You delete any of your opponent's Digimon and then you get one final swing of your big X Shout 1 X7 Superior Mode to finish off your opponent. Unfortunately, I think it's a little bit too expensive to see much use, especially since to get the full use out of it, you need to pay 9 memory and have a level 7 in play. It's a really cool card and it's very splashy. And we definitely need cards like that in the game because sometimes you want to do something big, impactful, and exciting. But finely tuned Crossheart decks are likely going to just omit Final Crossblade. And then we have the Tamers, and we have three new red Tamers to talk about, an exciting time. First is Taiki Kudo, 3 to play. It has start of your main phase. By placing one Digimon card with save in its card text from your hand under this Tamer, draw one. And then your turn, when one of your Digimon would Digivolve into a Digimon with save in its card text, by suspending this Tamer and placing one card from under your Tamers at the bottom of that Digimon's Digivolution cards, reduce the Digivolution cost by one. So Taiki Kudo is the first of our kind of new Hunter's archetype Tamers, and here we see the outline for what these cards will do. In fact, they all pretty much have the same effect. There is a cycle of Tamers with the Hunter's trait, and each of them is formatted just like Taiki. It's just that the effects at the start of your main phase differ. Taiki's is a really strong effect. It gives you more card draw, and then it loads up your Tamers to reduce the Digivolution cost and create huge stacks in future with that second effect. Just a really solid card for your Hunter's archetype. Getting more cards in hand to use for your Digicross is going to be really, really good. Next is Takuya Kanbara, 4 to play. It has, in the main effect box, it has security, play this card without paying its memory cost. Then it has start of your turn, if you have 2 or less memory, set your memory to 3. And the reason its security is in a weird place is because it has an inheritable effect. Your turn, this Digimon gets plus 2,000 DP. If this Digimon has 10,000 or more DP, it gains your turn once per turn. When this Digimon checks your opponent's security, gain 2 memory. So this is really great for Red Hybrid. It's, as we've seen, we can play Takuya Kanbara's out for free, and the fact that we now have one that is a memory setter, very powerful. It's going to make your deck very consistent if you can get one of these out, and then keep starting the turn with 3 memory. It's going to mean that you're doing a lot more on your turn, and getting a lot more out of sort of your turns of the game. That memory effect in the inheritable is really, really good as well. With the plus 2,000 boost, there's very few Digimon you're going to be playing in the deck, really, that will Digivolve over this Takuya and won't hit that 10,000 DP threshold, so you're very often going to have access to that your turn effect, and it really just extends your plays. You check into your opponent's security, and then you gain 2 memory. Now, it is important to note that while you will still gain the 2 memory if your Digimon checks a security Digimon which has more DP than it, because the battle will happen after that your turn once per turn effect would trigger, the if it gets deleted by a security effect like an option card, you won't gain the 2 memory because the option card is going to trigger before the Takuya Inheritable will check for the check your opponent's security. So if you hit an option card, no memory. If you hit a Digimon card, you're going to gain some memory. Good job. You're about to have a really big turn because gaining 2 memory in that hybrids deck is really quite powerful. And then finally we have Takato Matsuki, 4 to play. It has start of your turn. If you have 2 or less memory, set your memory to 3. It has once per turn. By placing Groundmon, War Groundmon from your trash main, once per turn, by placing Groundmon, War Groundmon from your trash and this Tamer at the bottom of your Gilmon's Digivolution cards in any order, Digivolve that Digimon into a Gallantmon in your hand, ignoring level requirements and paying its Digivolution cost. That Digimon gains plus 2000 DP for the turn. So this is pretty good in Gallantmon. It's a memory setter you can search for, which is really quite powerful, and that warp effect will come up more than you think. You're going to get a lot of Growlmons and Wargroundmons into your trash, I think, because you're going to play this deck quite aggressively. And then you're going to be able to warp up into the Gallantmon, which is really, really very good. Important thing to note is that it only warps you into a Gallantmon that Digivolves from a red Digimon, or from the color of whatever your Gilmon happens to be, because you're ignoring the level requirements, not the color requirements. And it has to specifically be Gallantmon. You can't use this to cheat out Gallantmon X Antibody or Chaos Gallantmon or Gallantmon Crimson Mode, anything like that. It has to be just Gallantmon. Still really good, though. Just searching for a memory setter is just really great. And we're getting kind of a few more to support some strategies here in this set, which is really, really cool. From the new red cards, we now move over to the new blue cards. And red obviously got a lot of support because so many of the protagonist Digimon from various seasons of the anime that this set is built around happened to be red. But blue's getting some pretty cool tools as well, particularly the Vmon line. For instance, first off, we have blue's new level 2, which is Demi Vmon. And the inheritable here is when attacking, once per turn, if you have a green Digimon in play, draw one. So Demi Vmon is a nice egg for your Imperial Dramon deck, where you are aiming to get a blue and green Digimon into play. The upper levels of Imperial Dramon tend to be both blue and green, so Demi Vmon is going to trigger. It's going to trigger itself. If the Digimon that Demi Vmon is under is green, it counts for its own effect. And it's going to draw you a card. I think that in the current Imperial Dramon deck, which is built around the new cards from this set, I think the old Demi Vmon, I forget which set it is, BT2, I think, which draws a card when attacking if the Digimon has jamming, is just slightly better and will happen just slightly more often than this one. But this is still a really good card for that deck. And if you don't have those Demi Vmon, or you just don't care, you want to play the new one, then Demi Vmon BT12 is more than an acceptable substitute. It's a really good new egg. On to the level 3s. First, we have Otamamon. 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve, 2000 DP. The inheritable reads, opponent's turn once per turn. When one of your opponent's Digimon attacks, trash the bottom Digivolution card of one of your opponent's Digimon. So Otamamon isn't much to write home about. It's a pretty standard source trashing inheritable with no main effect, kind of subpar. But I decided to talk about it because of two factors. Firstly, because it's an opponent's turn effect, it's a bit of a deterrent that's going to make them think twice about their attacks, which is kind of neat. And secondly, I've got a soft spot for Otamamon. It's one of my favorite Digimon. I love frogs, so I couldn't not talk about its hold line. And sometimes just liking a Digimon's aesthetic is enough to sort of bump it up in your personal rankings and make you play it, because it really does bring me joy to see Otamamon's goofy tadpole face on this card. The next level 3 we have is Vmon. 3 to play, it's 0 to Digivolve from blue or green, it has 1000 DP. Its main effect is on play, reveal the top 3 cards of your deck. Add one Digimon card with Imperial Dramon in its name or free in its traits, and one Tamer card with Davis Motomia in its name from among them to your hand. Place the rest at the bottom of the deck in any order. And then the inheritable is end of your turn, you may DNA Digivolve this Digimon and one of your other Digimon in play into a Digimon card in your hand by paying its DNA Digivolve cost. So I love this Vmon. One of my favorite decks of all time is the red and purple Imperial Dramon deck built around the stuff from EX3. That deck had some really cool effects that allowed you to perform some really crazy DNA Digivolution combos and really quickly move up through your Digivolution stack. And now we have this Vmon that kind of is a searcher and then is also enabling the same thing in the blue and green Imperial Dramon, because the search effect is really good. Not only does it grab you any Digimon in your deck, like it's just going to get anything, because the whole Vmon, Wormon, Imperial Dramon line have free in their traits or they have Imperial Dramon in their name, but it also grabs a relevant Tamer, and drawing 2-for-1 card is a fantastic rate. And then the inheritable is just going to make it that much easier to DNA Digivolve, since you don't even need to hold control of the turn to get to perform your DNA Digivolution. You just need to have the 2 sources and a target in hand, so you can hit your Pyildramon or your Dino Beamon quite early, which is going to increase the speed of this deck and make it just that little bit more competitive. Cool card. Onto the level fours. First, we have X-Vemon. Four to play, two to Digivolve from blue or green. It has 4,000 DP. Its main effect is your turn. When this Digimon would DNA Digivolve into a green Digimon, gain one memory. And the inheritable is your turn. While this Digimon has Imperial Dramon in its name or free in its traits, it gains jamming. So another nice piece of support for blue-green Imperial Dramon. X-Vemon does a few good things. Firstly, it digivolves from blue or green, so you can use the new Wormmon as a level 3 as well, and you don't have to worry about not being able to digivolve. Secondly, it gains you memory when you DNA digivolve, and since DNA digivolving, as far as we've seen, is free, you'll end up memory positive, which is a great position to be in. Finally, it gives you jamming as an inheritable, which is a very useful effect even on your large stacks. It just gives you that much more sort of confidence in your big attack. This is a solid new addition to Imperial Dramon. Really solid card. Next level 4 is Geckomon. 4 to play, 2 to digivolve, has 5,000 DP. Its inheritable reads, opponent's turn once per turn. When one of your opponent's Digimon attacks, trash the bottom Digivolution card of one of your opponent's Digimon. So there's more froggy goodness. It's the same effect as Otamamon, not much to write home about, but it's my show, and if I want to devote time to the first Geckomon card that we've got, then that is my prerogative. Also, this works with other source trash effects like Belokomon's inheritable to gain you memory, and it makes you just that bit harder for your opponent to play around those effects if they want to attack you. So it is a neat little tech card there. Speaking of neat little tech cards, one of my favorite new cards, Ranamon. 5 to play, 2 to Digivolve, 4,000 DP. It's level 4. It has Digivolve 0 from Calmaramon. It has, you may Digivolve this card from your hand onto one of your blue tamers as if the tamer is a level 3 blue Digimon, and it has, when Digivolving, by placing one level 3 blue Digimon card from your hand at the bottom of one of your blue Digimon's Digivolution cards, this Digimon gains jamming for the turn. Now, I have already said this card is a spicy tech card, and I think it's better than it first appears, and I still stand by that. A hybrid that can have jamming feels like a really interesting card to me, and I also appreciate that you can add a level 3's inheritable to your hybrid stack or to one of your other stacks with the effect. If you add it to the hybrid stack, it negates one of the downsides of digivolving over a tamer versus digivolving naturally instead, which is that you don't have a level 3 inheritable. So this is a great hybrid if you want one for closing out gains, because it's got that great level of flexibility. It's a really neat card. And it's paired with the next level 4 we're going to talk about, 6 to play, for 3 to Digivolve, 6,000 DP. It is Calmaramon, as you might have guessed. Digivolve 1 from Ranamon. You may Digivolve this card from your hand onto one of your blue tamers as if the tamer is a level 3 blue Digimon, and when attacking, you may play one blue level 3 Digimon card from one of your blue Digimon's Digivolution cards without paying its memory cost. So this is a fun interaction with Ranamon's ability to place a blue level 3 beneath one of your Digimon, in that you do that. So the sequence that you would do is you would Digivolve into Ranamon. When Digivolving triggers, place a blue level 3 beneath, say, Ranamon's stack. Digivolve into Calmaramon for 1, attack, and then you get to play that level 3 for free. So just an extra level 3 onto the board. I could see playing this in something like Aegis Dramon, since Calmaramon does have that aquatic trait, which Aegis Dramon's effect cares about, and it plays a Digimon from sources, which that deck is all about. Outside of a dedicated deck, however, I don't think this is going to see play, unlike Ranamon, which I think will see play in some other decks like Imperial Dramon. On to the level 5s, and first up is Shogun Geckomon. 7 to play, 3 to Digivolve, 7,000 DP. It has, when Digivolving, by placing one level 5 or lower blue Digimon card from your hand at the bottom of this Digimon's Digivolution cards, trash two Digivolution cards from the bottom of two of your opponent's Digimon. And all turns, once per turn, when a Digivolution card of one of your opponent's Digimon is trashed, gain one memory. So our final froggy friend appears. You can trash a lot of sources with the when digivolving effect, as well as giving Shogun Geckomon basically any inheritable effect in your deck, which is a pretty powerful combination. And it also gives you a way to gain memory when your opponent's sources are trashed. You can trigger this effect on your turn with your own effects, because it is an all turns effect, or you can trigger it on your opponent's turn with those defensive Geckomon and Otamamon inheritables, making it really awkward for your opponent to attack into. Next level 5 is Mermaidmon. 7 to play, 3 to Digivolve, 7,000 DP. It has, on play, when Digivolving, by placing one of your other blue Digimon under this Digimon as its bottom Digivolution card, gain 2 memory. So Mermaidmon has a pretty simple effect, but I sort of like it. It's weird. If you have a spare blue Digimon, this can be just a one-cost Digivolution, which at level 5 is quite cheap. This is one of those effects that when I look at it, I just know that someone smarter than me has figured out, like, the corner case use where this is just the best card in your deck, but I just can't figure it out. It does make my brain itch in that pleasing way of there's, like, a puzzle that needs to be solved, though, so I quite like Mermaidmon. Next is Pyildramon, level 5, blue and green. It costs 8 to play, 4 to digivolve from blue or green, 8,000 DP. And it has DNA Digivolution 0 from a blue level 4 and a green level 4. When digivolving, trash the top 3 Digivolution cards of all of your opponent's Digimon. Then, when DNA digivolving 2 of your opponent's Digimon with no Digivolution cards, can't attack until the end of your opponent's turn. And then the Inheritable says, end of attack if this Digimon has Imperial Digimon in its name or free in its traits, gain 1 memory. So this is more Imperial Digimon support, this time a new DNA level 5. This can trash a lot of sources. It's 3 from each of your opponent's Digimon on board, and you don't even need to DNA Digivolve to access that effect. That's just the regular when Digivolving effect. But if you do DNA Digivolve, you get to stun 2 Digimon with no sources as well. So this is a really controlling card that's going to let you slow down the pace of the game, which is a good thing in Imperial Digimon because that's kind of a slower strategy. So this is a great new addition. On to the level 6s now. First, we have Old Force Vidramon X Antibody. 12 to play, 4 to digivolve, 12,000 DP. It has Digivolve 1 from Old Force Vidramon. It has when digivolving, unsuspend this Digimon or one of your blue tamers. It has all turns once per turn. When this Digimon unsuspends, if you have a blue tamer in play or this Digimon has Old Force Vidramon in its Digivolution cards, return one of your opponent's Digimon with the lowest level to their hand. So Old Force also gets some new support this set with an X-Antibody card, although it doesn't come with a full X-Antibody suite of Digivolutions like some others. Instead, this one gives you a one-memory way to unsuspend your Old Force Vidramon stack yet again, giving you a way to close out games you might otherwise not quite have enough steam to finish. The All Turns effect also gives you a strong removal effect that's going to trigger at the start of each of your turns, so long as you keep attacking with Old Force Vidramon. Or in the middle of one of your turns as well, because of that unsuspend effect. So, interesting new addition to that deck. Next we have Imperial Digimon Dragon Mode. Blue and green level 6, 12 to play, 4 to digivolve from blue or green, 12,000 DP. It has Digivolve 3 from Pyildramon or Dino Beamon. It has when digivolving, if a blue card is in this Digimon's Digivolution cards, unsuspend this Digimon. If a green card is in this Digimon's Digivolution cards, suspend one of your opponent's Digimon. And then it has end of attack, you may digivolve this Digimon into a Digimon card with Imperial Digimon in its name in your hand for its Digivolution cost. When this Digimon would digivolve by this effect, reduce the Digivolution cost by 2. So we're actually getting 2 new Imperial Digimon level 6s in this set. What a world. First is Dragon Mode, and this is a really interesting card. I'm not quite sure what it's trying to achieve. Imperial Digimon is one of the decks that I spent a bit of time testing before the official BT12 release with proxies, and I never felt like I could make the most use out of this Imperial Digimon. 3 to digivolve into it is a great rate, so it's got that going for it, and then it unsuspends on digivolving, and it can potentially suspend an opponent's Digimon as well, and if you keep the turn, then it opens it up to be attacked, so it can be removal, but the end of attack effect feels like it comes too late to be really useful. You've missed your chance at that point to take advantage of your fighter mode. So I think this works best when paired with the new Davis mode of Mia, which we'll talk about in a bit why it works well with that, but by itself it's only kind of okay. You really need both. Next we have Imperial Digimon Fighter Mode. This is a blue and green level 6. It has 13 to play, 5 to digivolve from blue or green, 13,000 DP. It says digivolve 2 from Imperial Digimon Dragon Mode. When digivolving, suspend all of your opponent's Digimon with no Digivolution cards, then return one of your opponent's suspended Digimon to its owner's hand. By returning one Imperial Digimon Dragon Mode from this Digimon's Digivolution cards to its owner's hand, return all of your opponent's suspended Digimon to the bottom of their owner's deck instead. And then all turns, this Digimon gets plus 1000 DP for each color in its Digivolution cards. While this Digimon has two or more colors in its Digivolution cards, it gains Security Attack plus 1 and Blocker. Now this is more like it. After trashing all of your opponent's sources with Pyildramon, you can go into this and then suspend them all and return one Digimon to hand. And even better, if you've managed to get a Dragon Mode underneath this, your bottom deck all of your opponent's suspended Digimon instead. Remember, that's all of their Digimon that are suspended for any reason as well, not just by this Digimon's effect. Then it's going to get an extra 2000 DP, because there is no world where this doesn't have both a blue and a green source. If it doesn't, you're playing the deck wrong. And then it's going to get Sec Attack plus 1 and Blocker as well. This is a great new top-end card for Imperial Digimon. It's got a very powerful effect, and it's just got a lot of raw power to boot, so I really, really like it. And then the last blue Digimon we're going to talk about is Ancient Mermaimon, a level 6. It costs 13 to play, 5 to Digivolve. It has 13,000 DP. It has, when Digivolving, you may play one blue Digimon card with hybrid, aqua, or sea animal in one of its traits from one of your blue Digimon's Digivolution cards without paying its memory cost. And then on deletion, you may play one level 4 or lower Digimon card with hybrid in its traits from your hand without paying its memory cost. Ancient Mermaimon is... honestly, it's kind of underwhelming. Its effect is cool, but it's nothing that Plesiomon EX3 and Aegisdramon don't do better, but it does help round out the 10 Ancient Warriors Digimon, so for the completion that's out there, that's, you know, that's purpose enough for it to exist, and it's a big body for sealed format as well at 13,000 DP, so it's alright. Moving on to the options now. First, we have V-Laser. 3 to play. It says, trash the top 3 Digivolution cards from one of your opponent's Digimon. Then, if you have a green Digimon in play, you may play one level 4 or lower blue Digimon card with free in its traits from your hand without paying its memory cost. And then the security effect is activate this card's main effect. So it's pretty clear what V-Laser's trying to do. You take the inheritables out of an opponent's Digimon, and then you also get the second part of your DNA Digivolution combo into play. But you need both a green Digimon in play and a blue Digimon or a Tamer to be able to play the option because of the game rules. So the setup isn't actually all that simple, and I think the deck space that you could devote to this would be better spent on a Hammerspark or a Megadeth. Next is Great Maelstrom, 9 cost option. It has, when you would use this card by placing one of your blue Digimon under your other blue Digimon as its bottom Digivolution card, reduce the cost by 3, so it will only cost 6, and then main, return one of your opponent's Digimon to the bottom of its owner's deck, and then security, activate this card's main effect. So Great Maelstrom, I looked into it, it's seeing some kind of niche play in Japan, as it turns out, EX4 Blue Flare and Aegisdramon it's being used in. In Aegisdramon, putting one Digimon beneath another isn't a big loss to access that cost reduction because you have so many effects that you're going to be able to play that Digimon out again anyway. And then Blue Flare has things like Material Save and Armor Purge to let you get the Digimon back as well. Outside of decks like that, which have the capacity to make the most of that cost reduction part of the effect, I think it's probably just slightly too expensive, although putting something on the bottom of the deck, just like no caveats, it just does that, where usually you kind of have to meet an extra requirement in order to access that kind of effect, is pretty good. So maybe Great Maelstrom's better than I'm giving it credit for. On to the Tamers, and we have Davis Murdermia as the one new blue Tamer. 3 to play, it says, start of your main phase. If you have a Digimon with free in its traits or a Tamer with Ken Ichijoji in its name in play, gain 1 memory. And then your turn. When one of your 2-color blue and green Digimon attacks, by suspending this Tamer, you may Digivolve it into a Digimon card with Imperial Digimon in its name in your hand for its Digivolution cost. So this obviously pairs very well with the new Imperial Digimon because it gives you kind of a way to get into your Imperial Digimon fighter mode over the dragon mode before the end of the attack, so you get access to that security attack plus 1 and that extra DP, which is really, really nice. But then it also helps you just get up your stacks a little bit farther. You attack with faster. You attack with Paildramon or Dino Beamon, trigger Davis, Digivolve into Imperial Digimon. Even if that then costs you the turn, you still get to do it and attack, whereas without Davis in play, you would have had to pass the turn and then wait another turn in order to attack with your Imperial Digimon, so it becomes just that little bit slower and lets you get up through those stacks a little bit quicker. Also, gaining memory is really nice. You're going to get that reasonably consistently. You do need to keep a Digimon on the board for the start of your main phase, which can be difficult against some of the deletion effects that are running rampant at the moment in the set, but you should still reasonably be getting some memory from this, especially if you can put it on the field with Davis, Motomia, and Ken Ichijoji, which is probably the best Tamer that has Ken Ichijoji in its name at the moment, in which case you'll be getting memory much more consistently. And now for the new yellow cards. First up, of course, we have yellow's new level 2, Koromon. Its inheritable reads, your turn, once per turn, when one of your red and or yellow tamers becomes suspended, one of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 1000 DP for the turn. So this is our second yellow Koromon, but this one kind of works with your Shine Greymon line a lot better than the BT4 Koromon, especially the line that's in this set. Shine Greymon wants to have a lot of tamers in play, and it wants to cause them to suspend, and Koromon gives you a small but meaningful benefit for doing that. This is an ideal egg if you want to build a yellow-based Shine Greymon deck, and I can see some corner cases where you might use it as a fifth egg in some other decks. Overall, this is a nice little addition. On to the level 3s. First, we have Agumon. This is a yellow and red level 3. It costs 3 to play, 1 to Digivolve from yellow or red. It has 2000 DP, and it reads, Digivolve 0 from Koromon. On play, reveal the top 4 cards of your deck, add 1 card with Greymon in its name, and 1 Marcus Daemon among them to your hand, place the rest at the bottom of your deck in any order, and the inheritable reads your turn once per turn. When one of your red or yellow tamers becomes suspended, one of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 2000 DP for the turn. So Shine Greymon players are feasting this set. We have a whole new line of support for Shine Greymon, and Agumon here is a great search for that deck, because it's going to be playing a lot of Marcus Daemons. And then there's also potentially use for this in a Greymon tribal deck of some kind, if you're looking to experiment and get freaky, because it doesn't particularly pick out Greymon only from the Shine line. It picks out any card with Greymon in its name. I love flexible cards like this that can do a few things in a few different decks. I really think it's good for the health of the game, so I'm excited to see the way that they've constructed this Agumon here. Next we have Ekaimon, or Ekakimon. Level 3, I always get that guy's name wrong. It's a level 3, 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve, 2000 DP. It has Digivolve 0 from a level 2 if the card text contains save, and then the inheritable is when attacking once per turn, if this Digimon has save in its card text, one of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 2000 DP for the turn. So I will admit that I kind of slept on Ekakimon when I first looked at the cards in the set, because it doesn't have save itself, although it does have save in its text. But not having save itself initially put me off. Upon reflection, though, that minus 2000 DP is a significant chunk. It's going to outright delete a lot of rookies or allow you to attack over a lot of other Digimon by reducing their DP below yours. It partners especially well with the Shoutmon inheritable that deletes something with 4000 DP or less. Now, you can delete something with 6000 DP or less if you order your effects correctly to give the reduction before selecting your deletion target. So I think this actually slots nicely into your Hunter's deck, and it does fills a pretty good niche in that deck. Moving on to the level 4s, and first we have Mikemon. This is a yellow and green level 4, 4 to play, 2 to Digivolve from yellow or green. It has 4000 DP, and it's inheritable. It has no main effect, but its inheritable reads, your turn once per turn, when this Digimon deletes your opponent's Digimon in battle, gain 1 memory. So this is kind of one for the completionists out there. Mikemon is often seen alongside Gardomon and Black Gardomon, forming a kind of cat trinity. And so we finally got Mikemon in card form. I do like an inheritable in green that encourages battle, and it's really fascinating to me that Mikemon gives you access to that primarily green effect in yellow as well. Mikemon won't see play in any of the top tier decks of the format as of the recording, but it gives you a little more flexibility in deck building for more casual levels of play, and that's a great thing. Plus, cats! As a proud cat owner myself, I'm happy to see more cats. Maybe I'll build a cat tribal deck. Our next level 4 is Opossumon. 5 to play, 2 to Digivolve, has 4000 DP. It has Digivolve 2 from a level 3 if card text contains save. On play, when Digivolving, reveal the top 3 cards of your deck. You may play 1 Iru Suzaki, Ren Tabari, or Ryoma Megami among them without paying its memory cost. Place the rest at the bottom of your deck in any order. And then on deletion, save. Then place 1 Digimon card with save in its card text from your trash under one of your tamers. It has Digicross minus 2, 1 Digimon card with save in its card text. And then its inheritable reads, when attacking once per turn, if this Digimon has save in its card text, one of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 2000 DP for the turn. Now, With all that text, Opossumon is a cool little card. It plays a relevant tamer from the top of the deck. It saves itself and another Digimon from your trash with save and its text on deletion. And its inheritable effect gives minus 2000 DP, which we've already established. That's a relevant amount of DP reduction. It doesn't quite fit into your Hunter's deck, because none of the tamers are tamers that are usually used in a Hunter's deck. Not because they're not good, just because they aren't named on most of the Digimon and search effects that you would use in a Hunter's deck. If you try to spread yourself too thin, then you run the risk of not being able to access your cards. But there's still a lot that you can do with Opossumon. There's a deck I've seen built around the new Quartzmon card that makes excellent use of Opossumon, for instance. And it has that armor trait, which is just neat. And there are some weird things that you can do with that as well. Next, we have Geo Greymon, a yellow and red level 4. It costs 5 to play, 3 to Digivolve from yellow or red, and it has 5,000 DP. Its effects are Digivolve 2 from a level 3 with Agumon in its name and Dinosaur in its traits. When Digivolving, if you don't have a Marcus Daemon in play, you may play one from your hand without paying its memory cost, and your inheritable is your turn once per turn. When one of your red or yellow tamers becomes suspended, one of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 2000 DP for the turn. So our next piece of Shine Greymon support is Geo Greymon. Firstly, a very important thing to note about that alternative Digivolution cost. You will only get access to the reduced cost if you are Digivolving Geo Greymon on top of a level 3 that has both Agumon in its name and Dinosaur in its traits. For the most part, this means that you're going to be Digivolving over the Agumon from the Digimon Savers season of the anime, the newer Agumon that has the little belts on its hands. That's going to give the reduction because it has Dinosaur in its traits, whereas the Agumon that you might know from Digimon Adventure does not, which is a really cool way that they found to make sure that you're Digivolving from the correct Agumon. And then there's also some neat exceptions. Agumon X Antibody from BT9 has Dinosaur in its traits, so it's going to count. I just think it's a really neat way to tie the line together when there was another Agumon around. And the fact that it works makes me wonder if they were they picturing that from the start? Has that always been a feature of the two Agumon? Geo Greymon raises some interesting lore questions for me in my head, which is not something that often happens with these cards, so it kind of makes me very happy to see it. In gameplay terms, then we also get to play a relevant tamer for free, and we get to access yet another instance of a 2000 DP reduction with that inheritable. Those could really add up, by the way. Just with this and then the yellow Agumon that we mentioned before under your stack, you can pretty much delete many level 4s and almost every level 3 for free when attacking, which is really nice. Next up, we have Gokuamon. It's a level 5, it costs 6 to play, 3 to Digivolve, has 6,000 DP, and it has Digivolve 3 from level 4 if the card text contains save. When you would play this card from your hand, if your opponent has a Digimon with Security Attack, reduce this Digimon's play cost by 3. And the inheritable is when attacking once per turn, one of your opponent's Digimon gains Security Attack minus 1 until the end of your opponent's turn. So I like Opossumon, but I'm not really a big fan of Gokuamon, which kind of seems to follow on from it in a way. That idea of playing a level 5 for just 3 memory is really enticing, and there's plenty of Digimon that have Security Attack plus 1, which will let you access that reduced cost, but Gokuamon has no other main effect to take advantage of when you do play it for cheap. And then its inheritable effect is kind of underwhelming. I find giving Security Attack minus 1 is only okay. Very niche effect. If you could guarantee that you get to play it for 3, it would be really good, but pretty often it's going to be dependent on your opponent playing into it, and I think it's going to just take too much setup to really take advantage of. It's a shame because it's a really cool idea playing in a space we don't often see. Except on this next card, our next level 5, Sagomon, which has 7 to play, 3 to Digivolve, 7,000 DP, and it reads Digivolve 3 from a level 4 if the card text contains save. When you would play this card from your hand, if your opponent has a Digimon with Security Attack, reduce this Digimon's play cost by 3. Inheritable is when attacking once per turn, one of your opponent's Digimon gains Security Attack minus 1 until the end of your opponent's turn. So everything I just said about Gokuamon applies for Sagomon as well, since it has basically just the same effects, except 1,000 more DP. I am going to take this chance to say that there's something about these cards that is activating my it might be better later senses. So put a pin in these. The effect is just unusual enough, it stands out just enough, that I bet some set down the line is going to make them must-haves in the future, and I'll look like a moron to people coming back and listening to this from that set. But for now, I think just get your play set, stick them in the binder, and move on. Our next yellow level 5 is Chohakaimon. 7 to play, 3 to Digivolve. It has 7,000 DP. It reads, Digivolve 3 from a level 4 if the card text contains save. When Digivolving, for every 2 Digivolution cards this Digimon has, activate the following effect. One of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 3,000 DP for the turn. And then your turn, when an opponent's Digimon is deleted by dropping to 0 DP, draw 1. And then the inheritable is when attacking once per turn, if this Digimon has save in its card text, one of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 2,000 DP for the turn. So now I get to be positive about a yellow level 5. Even if you Digivolve into this normally on top of a full stack from level 2 to level 4, you're going to get to give minus 3,000 DP to one Digimon. But then in a deck with plenty of tamers from the sort of the Hunter's line that are putting Digivolution sources beneath your Digimon, you could use their effects, place multiple sources beneath this, and give minus 6,000 DP, or delete multiple Digimon, and then you get to draw a card, and it even has a relevant inheritable. I think this is a really neat Digimon that does a lot without necessarily being completely busted. Next, we have Rise Greymon. This is a yellow and red level 5. It costs 7 to play. 4 to Digivolve from yellow or red, has 7,000 DP. It has Digivolve 3 from Geo Greymon. When Digivolving, if you have a red and or yellow tamer in play, gain 1 memory. Then all turns, once per turn, when your tamer is deleted, place 1 Marcus Daemon from your trash at the top of your security face down. And the inheritable is the same. All turns, once per turn, when your tamer is deleted, place 1 Marcus Daemon from your trash at the top of your security stack face down. Now, this is an interesting one. When you take it at face value without looking at the rest of the set, Rise Greymon seems odd. It's cheaper to Digivolve into when you have a tamer in play, that's easy enough to understand, but the all turns effect and the inheritable effect seem a bit bizarre, placing your Marcus Daemon on top of your security in the niche event that it gets deleted by some effect or another. The recovery is nice, but only if your specific tamer gets deleted. What is that about? So the short answer, of course, is that Marcus Daemon in this set does some really cool things, where sometimes it gets to attack as if it were a Digimon. So with Rise Greymon's effects, if your Marcus Daemon does attack, and then it gets deleted in that attack, you can place it straight back on top of your security, where most likely it's just going to get played again for free when your opponent attacks your security. That's a pretty neat interaction, and a really unique strategy, and I'm here for it. If you want to build this deck, I think 4 copies of this Rise Greymon is just an absolute must. On to the level 6s now. First, we have Shine Greymon. It's a yellow and red. It costs 12 to play, 4 to Digivolve from yellow or red, has 12,000 DP. Its main effects are Digivolve 3 from a level 5 if the name contains Rise Greymon. When Digivolving, one of your opponent's Digimon and all of their security Digimon get minus 3,000 DP for the turn for each red and or yellow tamer you have in play. And your turn, all of your Marcus Daemon get plus 3,000 DP and security attack plus 1. Finally, we see the boss monster itself. Shine Greymon can Digivolve for 3. From a Rise Greymon or a Rise Greymon X antibody, which is pretty cheap to get into a level 6, then it can absolutely wreck one of your opponent's Digimon and render their security toothless for a turn. It shouldn't be too unusual for this to be giving minus 9,000 DP or even minus 12,000 DP all at once. That's just 4 tamers in play, and we know that we're able to get a lot of tamers into play in this kind of yellow strategy. Then, as long as you keep Shine Greymon on the board, your Marcus Daemon tamer gets a DP boost and checks for an additional security when it attacks, which sounds weird but is actually really useful. I think these effects are slightly too niche to have this as a tech in another deck, but as a build around, it's really flavorful and really interesting. And then the last Digimon we're going to talk about for today is Lampmon. 12 to play, 3 to Digivolve, has 11,000 DP. Its effects are when Digivolving, one of your opponent's Digimon gains security attack minus 1 until the end of your opponent's turn, and then your turn, for each of your opponent's Digimon with security attack, this Digimon gains security attack plus 1. Now, this is an interesting effect, and maybe there's some deck that this goes into, but again, I just don't think security attack minus 1 is a strong enough effect. I don't think that you're going to be able to pump this up to have a lot of extra security attacks very consistently, because it's dependent on what your opponent is doing. And at 11,000 DP, it's not a very big hitter. It's really, really cool in a sealed format, maybe. I just think it's too difficult to kind of make the most of It's going to be a fun build around for maybe your more casual deck, for people who are interested in taking the weird thing and trying to make it work, but don't expect to take your Lampmon deck to regionals and win, is all I'm saying. On to the option cards now. We have two to talk about. First up, we have Home Run Blast. This is a two-cost option. It says, while you have a Tamer with Hunter and its traits in play, you may use this card without meeting its color requirements. Main, one of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 4,000 DP for the turn. Then if you have a Digimon with four or more Digivolution cards in play, one of your opponent's Digimon gets Security Attack minus 1 for the turn. And then Security Effect, activate this card's main effect. So, again, I think it's a little underwhelming. It's probably good in a limited or sealed format where any kind of removal is at a premium. I don't think it will see much play in constructed formats where you have access to a lot more cards. That minus 4,000 DP is pretty powerful. The fact that you can play it just by having a Tamer with Hunter and its traits in play, no matter what the color is pretty cool. But I think the setup to give the Security Attack minus 1 is too much, and Security Attack minus 1 is just, again, is just not all that good. Maybe I'm underrating it. That's on me. I know that there's a Venusmon deck that's kind of kicking around at the moment that's doing really well, but I think just the effect by itself in isolation, not that good. And then we have Shining Blast. This is a yellow and red option. It costs 5 to play. It says, main, you may play one Marcus Daemon from your hand without paying its memory cost. Then 3 of your opponent's Digimon get minus 2,000 DP for the turn for each red and or yellow Tamer you have in play. And Security, activate this card's main effect. Now, this is not quite Sunrise Buster, but it does perform a similar role. You're a little bit more limited because you can only play a Marcus rather than any Tamer, and because it's only minus 2,000 DP instead of minus 3,000 DP, you need more Tamers on board to delete the same Digimon. But you can also potentially delete 3 Digimon for the cost of 5 memory and 1 card, and that puts you well ahead in the resources game. So overall, I think this is a solid card, and considering that Sunrise Buster got limited to 1, it's a more fair version of that card as well, shall we say. And finally, we have one yellow Tamer, Iru Suzaki. This costs 3 to play. It has start of your main phase by placing one Digimon card with save in its card text from your hand under this Tamer. One of your opponent's Digimon gets minus 2,000 DP for the turn. And your turn when one of your Digimon would Digivolve into a Digimon with save in its card text by suspending this Tamer and placing one card from under your Tamers at the bottom of that Digimon's Digivolution cards. Reduce the Digivolution cost by 1. So this is a Hunter's style Tamer. It's probably the weakest of all of them because that minus 2000 DP is going to be hard to make the most of because it only happens at the start of your main phase, but it's still fine because it's still doing the really key bit, which is reducing Digivolution costs and placing Digivolution cards beneath your Digimon. And I may have said that there was only one Tamer left, but there's actually another. Marcus Daemon, of course. Yellow and red. It costs 4 to play. It has start of your main phase if you have a Digimon with Agumon or Greymon in its name. By paying 1 memory, this Tamer is also treated as a Digimon with 3000 DP, and it cannot Digivolve for the turn. And then your turn, when this Tamer becomes suspended, one of your Digimon may Digivolve into a yellow card with Greymon in its name from your hand without paying its memory cost. So this is weird as all get out, but it's really, really cool as well. The sort of play pattern here, I believe, will be to get a Rise Greymon on the board, have a Marcus on the board, pay your one at the start of your main phase to make Marcus a Digimon, attack with Marcus, use Marcus's effect to Digivolve your Rise Greymon to Shine Greymon, and then your Marcus becomes a 6,000 DP attacker with Security Attack minus 1 that if it gets deleted will just go straight on top of your Security. Really, really powerful, helps you get up into your Shine Greymon, and it's really cool that we're finally seeing a Marcus that gets to kind of get into the battle himself and start punching things, given that that was a core aspect of his character in the anime season that he was in. I liked that anime season. I didn't really watch all of it, but what I saw I really enjoyed, and I always meant to go back and finish it, and it's just cool that they've kind of finally found a way to make Marcus feel more like Marcus. I know people are going to be really happy with that. Plus, Marcus for game is a great meme. And that brings us to the end of the new red, blue, and yellow cards in BT12 Across Time. hopefully this has given you a good grounding of the red, blue, and yellow cards in this set. And even though we've been playing with them for a while, it's kind of interesting, I always find, to sit down and really actually look at the cards in detail, because sometimes the way that I engage with a new set is I just get focused on the decks I know I want to play ahead of time, and I don't really look at all the rest of the cards. So this is a great chance for me, and hopefully for you, to really look at the set as a whole and what it's trying to do as a product, as a play experience, and maybe find some new favorites. If you would like to hear about the new green, black, and purple cards in the set, also the new white cards, that episode is coming up. I'm hoping to get it out soon. I meant to drop this episode a lot sooner than I did, but unfortunately, things got away from me. I had to re-record big chunks of this episode due to audio issues. It's just been a whole problem, but thank you for being here anyway, and I hope you have enjoyed it. But of course, by now you've heard well enough from me. Now I would like to hear from you. Our listener question of the week is, which new red, blue, and yellow cards in BT12 Across Time are you most excited about? Have you been playing with the most? Which of the new red, blue, and yellow cards have made the biggest impact on you? And if you have an answer to our listener question, or if you have any questions, feedback, comments, or concerns, you can email me, memorygaugepodcast@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group, Memory Gauge Podcast. You can tweet at me at ConnorEFMG, or you can join our Discord server. Links to all of that will be in the show notes of this episode, and I am always happy to hear from you, listeners. New episodes of this podcast drop when they get finished, apparently, at this point, because of all the audio issues. So make sure that you're following us on your podcast service of choice so you know when a new episode drops and you can be there straight away. And if your podcast service of choice allows you to do so, please rate and review the show. It really helps get us out there and get more people interested in the show, which kind of improves everything for everybody, really. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Memory Gauge, logging out.